This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. So far, ICE isn't officially saying how many people it detained during an operation in Metro Denver yesterday. Authorities do say they were targeting at least 100 people with gang ties. Witnesses say the number of people taken away was nowhere near that. But for people living in areas that were swept, the situation remains unnerving. Here's Denverite's Kevin Beatty.
I think people are still shaken. I got a text message from somebody that I met who said that she really doesn't want to know about when the next one is coming, that they're sort of still bracing for another one to happen. But I think people are also feeling good that they kind of know what to expect and how to respond.
Advocates have said people should not open their doors if an ICE agent does not have a signed warrant. A Trump administration plan to liquidate federal office space could have a big impact in Colorado. CPR's Nathaniel Miner says Trump and Elon Musk want to sell half of the properties owned by the Federal General Services Administration, and that could put a target on the Denver Federal Center.
The GSA owns 89 buildings in Colorado, totaling more than 6 million square feet. About 4 million of that is in the Federal Center. So sources say it's simple math that to get to 50%, the Federal Center would have to be sold.
There's no official word yet on whether the Federal Center could eventually go up for sale. Children's Hospital Colorado says it will no longer prescribe puberty blockers and other hormone-based gender-affirming care treatments. The change is in response to President Donald Trump's executive order aimed at halting gender-affirming medical treatments for children and teenagers under the age of 19. Children's Colorado said it would still provide, quote, behavioral and supportive care to these patients. This is CPR News.